K-pop is having a moment, a big one. Korean popular music has been creeping up American charts for the past decade and now has reached a new milestone. Billboard magazine has announced that K-pop boy band BTS will have the number one album in the United States this week.
Anastasia Tsiolkos writes for NPR Music, and she's been waiting a long time for the United States to catch on to the phenomenon that is BTS.
BTS stands for a number of names: Bangtan Boys, or Bulletproof Boy Scouts, or the more English-friendly Beyond the Scene.
To give you a sense of their influence, whatever the initials may stand for, she reports that last year BTS were the world's most tweeted about celebrities.
Their tweets were liked or retweeted 500 million times, and that is reportedly more than those of either President Trump or Justin Bieber, or even Trump and Bieber combined.
Wow. Okay, so just a few weeks ago, BTS blew the roof off the Billboard Music Awards with a dazzling performance of their new single, Fake Love. Imagine seven young men in a tightly choreographed swirl, each taking turns to pose and preen for the crowd. People magazine wrote, BTS brings screaming fans to tears.
All right, now I know what you're thinking, because you're such a culturally aware person. You're thinking, hey, wasn't there some other big Korean pop song a few years ago?
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Yeah, that's the artist Psy. He took the hit Gangnam Style to number 2 on the singles chart, but he never charted an entire album. Again, Anastasia Tsiolkos.
Gangnam Style was a novelty hit, but I think it really opened the doors for BTS and K-pop in the U.S.
And now that the doors are being passed through, could other K-pop bands be far behind? It's been a while since the British invasion. Maybe it's time for a Korean one? The new album from BTS is called Love Yourself, Tear.